Here's some good news for new parents and their babies. Ear infections in infants are apparently on the decline. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has the details.
Say the words ear infection to any parent, and you'll see the look of panic on their face. Tuzani Shudmidri of the University of Texas knows why. She's a pediatrician and sees lots of babies with ear infections.
They are very irritable and they have fever and they look pathetic and they keep the parents up at night. And when they have to be taken to see the doctor, the parents will have to miss work.
So Shudmidri and her colleagues decided to take a look at what's happening with ear infections. They followed more than 300 newborns through their first year of life and found almost half got an ear infection by their first birthdays. That may sound like a lot, but it's actually a big drop since the 1980s and 90s. For example, the percentage of babies getting ear infections within the first 3 months is down by almost two-thirds.
It is good news for parents.
So why is this happening? Well, Shudmidri says one big reason is vaccines. The one for the flu that babies can now get. It also helps prevent ear infections. Ditto for what's become another routine childhood vaccination.
The vaccine that prevents so-called pneumococcal infections, which can, you know, cause both serious infection and also ear infection.
But that's not all. More women are breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding really play a big role in protecting the infant from having both the common cold and from ear infection. Basically, the mother passes immunity to the infant through breast milk.
And there may be one more big factor. Cigarette smoking by parents and other adults is down, so fewer kids are being exposed to secondhand smoke. Rob Stein, NPR News.